Britain's budget for international development had been slashed to 0.5% of gross national income, down from 0.7%, which was the highest rate in Europe, behind Germany. Finance Minister Rishi Sunak promised the budget would return to the long-held 0.7% pledge when the government is no longer borrowing for day-to-day spending and when underlying debt is falling. Yet a number of the government's own MPs, including former Prime Minister Theresa May, attempted to reinstate the 0.7% commitment even sooner. She argued not doing so would mean turning our back on the poorest in the world.
This isn't about palaces for dictators and vanity projects. It's about what cuts to funding mean, that fewer girls will be educated, more girls and boys will become slaves, more children will go hungry, and more of the poorest people in the world will die.
Meanwhile, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, Sir Keir Starmer, said the cut undermines the UK's global standing. Benji Hai, London.